from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Welcome to another week of podcasts. It's great to have you with us.
Are you over pineapples now? Are you done with pineapples?
I actually didn't consume a single pineapple at the big pineapple festival on the weekend.
Didn't do it right. You emceed it for most of the day. Huge effort on the Saturday. Well done.
Bit of behind the scenes. Mm. I was there for 12 hours, right? But I was at, there was four stages.
Yep.
I was at the two that were the opposite side of the festival from the green room. Right, where all the artists hung.
No.
So at the green room, there was like a burger stand.
Yeah.
There was free booze.
Oh.
Like, I'm talking ginger beer, I'm talking beers, all of it.
Yeah.
And my side had nothing. We had a tent with one fan in it.
No.
And an esky full of water that kept running out. We had to keep getting more waters. I didn't get fed. Nothing.
Oh.
Yeah. And
that's a luck of the draw thing. You know what? Next year, we get you that green room.
The main stage. Yeah. Well, all the artists kept rocking up with beers and stuff, and I was like, can I have one?
Next time you're over there, can you just, like, I'll just take a couple of red frogs. Like, I'm really not, I just need sugar at this point.
I made friends with a lovely lady named Jay.
Hey, Jay. Shout out.
Hey, Jay. Well, I didn't get to say goodbye to Jay. I feel really bad about it because we spent the whole day in the trenches
together. She's not friends with you anymore.
Yeah, well, I don't have anyone to contact her apart from.
What did she do at the festival?
So she was kind of running the stage that I was at.
Oh, cool.
Like just kind of ensuring that everything.
Stage director. Was she, did she have one of those headsets on?
She had a radio.
Oh, a little walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so she was like making sure the artists arrive and everything.
Cool.
Anyway, at one stage, she was like, all right, I'm going to go get us a drink. So she went on the buggy, brought us back a ginger beer.
Good.
That was nice.
She probably met Bliss and Esso while she was over there too.
She probably did, yeah.
Leaving you stranded on the other side of the festival.
Lucky I brought my protein bar because that's all I ate all day.
Wow.
Yeah, protein bar and a packet of popcorn.
Anyway, that's been the longest podcast intro ever. Thank you for downloading this episode. We love you so much. Hope you enjoy. And if you hate it, don't let us know. Thanks.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Live across the sunny coast.
Honestly, call us Father Christmas.
Okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hello, welcome to another week of the Ellie and Taz Show.
Sunny Coast, just as the news was playing, Ellie and I were chatting about people that have their birthdays on Facebook.
Mm.
The notification that comes up that says, you know, Ellie and five others have their birthday today. Not that you do, I just use you as an example. I like to, and I have done it since I was 15, 16, I will delete people or unfriend them on Facebook when it's their birthday. I don't have to go through my entire friends list in one go and like delete people. I don't want to cull it like that. But I'll just do it every couple of days. I'll see it and be like, oh, that guy.
Yeah, today,
yeah, see
today
you later.
I've got eight birthdays on today.
Eight? I've got six of mine. And I think I'm going to delete at least one because the same guy has three accounts on here.
Oh, well, delete
all three.
Because
he keeps making a new one.
Oh, well, that's shady. Is he a scammer?
No, he's not.
Is he a catfish?
He just keeps, I'm guessing he keeps forgetting his password. But I'm thinking, I don't know which one his current one is.
Okay.
They're
just
all
delete all three.
And then he can just add me back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what about
great.
My hairdresser from 2018? Should I get rid of her?
Yeah, she can go.
I
saw an Instagram account the other day. A guy posted he was my barber from back in Darwin years and years ago. And he's going, last shift today before I change careers. I'm like, why am I still following this guy?
I know, right?
I haven't seen him for 6 years.
Oh, it is bizarre. But hey, look, if you want to hear about things other than our Facebook friends and us culling them, then we have a big show today. Comedian Mel Buddle is going to be joining us after 4 o'clock. She's on Channel 10's show Taskmaster.
But up next, though, something very important for the kids of the Sunny Coast. We're hopefully going to raise a whole heap of cash for them and help them moving forward. Something very special is back on CFM. We'll tell you about it next.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
$25 is all it takes to put school shoes on a kid's feet. Donate now at inclusivekids.com.au. For Crick's Volkswagen, kicks for kids on CFM.
Often people ask us why we do our job, and yes, we get to listen to a lot of music. No, we don't have to work very hard. Yes, we have lots of fun. We get to give away prizes and that sort of thing. However, you ask anybody here at CFM and we will tell you that we get to actually help and get to actually make a change on the Sunny Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So many amazing people out there are not always given the best chance in life.
Mm-hmm.
They start in, you know, the wrong family group or they hang out with the wrong people and they just become not on the right track. And that is where Inclusive Kids come in, hopefully helping those young people realign with community and start heading forward in the right path. And that's what this is all about.
Absolutely. We've teamed with Inclusive Kids for years, and each year we do the Kicks for Kids walk, right? Yep. We walk from Majimba, from Happy Valley, from Happy Valley in Caloundra up to Majimba, 30Ks as a team, all to raise money for Inclusive Kids, underprivileged kids right here on the sunny coast, because there are over 10,000 of them right here.
Yeah.
In our community, your next door neighbours, the kids that your kids go to school with. There are so many kids doing it really tough right here on the coast, so we want to help them out by putting shoes on their feet, because, things like new shoes for some of these kids are a huge novelty. They're not able to get them. They're in hand-me-downs. They're, going to op shops to see if something can fit.
We talked to Paul from Inclusive Kids quite a bit, and he says that, the wrong footwear might push kids out of being included at school, for example. It's so important to just fit in and be a part of it and have friends and yada yada when you're at that early developing stage. And so getting shoes on kids' feet that maybe would have gone without otherwise is so damn important. CFM listeners of long term, you'll remember us do the combi restoration a couple of years ago, the mobile kitchen. You'll remember the old church restoration that we did a couple of years back, all for Inclusive Kids. They help in so many ways, but yeah, this time around, it's shoes. More information's on our website if you want to get involved.
Absolutely. Or on inclusivekids.com.au. You can go there for more information as well. Over the next month or so, we're going to be asking for your donations, Sunny Coast. And we know that this community is so generous and comes together when we need it too. So please think about digging deep. If you've got a business that wants to get on board, if you've got a community group, or if you're part of a school and you want to do your own fundraisers, we'd love you to be a part of it, because over the last couple of years we've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for this charity, and we want this year to be no exception.
You don't have to dig very deep either, Sunny Coast. If you're not able to, one pair of shoes, $25, that's what it's going to get you. Head to our website, donate for us, cfm.radio. It is the Crix Volkswagen Kicks for Kids. The walk itself, the 30Ks across the Sunny Coast, is happening November 15. So we've got a heap of time up our sleeves to raise as much as we can and prep those little legs of ours too for the walk.
Absolutely. Let's do it. CFM's Kicks for Kids back for 2024.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
545-11919. What are you polishing off in one sitting? Because I had a bit of a slob weekend. Sunday afternoon, I was binge watching the new Netflix. Oh, God, this is embarrassing, actually. You know the number one show in Netflix at the moment?
Oh, you have to preface it by saying, it's number one. Everyone's watching it.
It is.
I swear.
Yeah, it's about, I love Kristen Bell. Yeah. She's one of my celeb crushes. Yeah. And she runs a podcast in it, so it's like kind of relatable.
Yeah, nobody wants this. It's been great. I've binged it.
You're not alone. I'm all the way through. Yep. Nobody wants this. I enjoyed it. It's pretty good.
You could
kind of see where it was going. It didn't really catch me off guard.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not what we're talking about. While I was binging it, I made my way through an entire family size packet of salt and vinegar chips.
This is real audio.
Real. I recorded that. Yeah. A whole packet. The biggest packet of chips you can buy. Yeah. I ate it in about half hour.
I reckon I've probably done that before.
I just bag open and I'm just handfuls of chips sitting on the couch, Sunday arvo.
Here's a good question. Did that replace a meal?
No.
No! It didn't. That wasn't dinner.
No, it was a little afternoon snack, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
It tied me over to dinner.
Of course.
But we want to ask the question, whole packet, one sitting, what is it for you? What are you polishing on?
Were you as greedy guts as Taz when you did it?
We asked Big Boss Benny this morning when I came in, and he's like, oh yeah, like whole Tim Tams. I could take a whole packet of Tim Tams.
I couldn't do that. That's
you don't think much. So?
Nah, not Tim Tams.
It's only 10
too
or 12
sweet.
Tim Tams. It's not that many.
Yeah, but it's too sweet. Barbecue shapes, on the other hand. I've been known to polish off.
Shapes are quite small. I think you could take a whole box of those on. All right, so whole packet, one sitting Sunny Coast. What is it for you? Get involved. Jade from Banya. Hello.
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 There we go. There she is. All right, Jade, whole packet, one sitting. What is it for you?
I'm the same as you. I can eat a whole pack in one sitting of salt and vinegar chips.
Salt and vinegar. Gosh. That's the best flavour, do you think?
Yes.
Are we talking the big family packs, Jade? Because that's what Taz did. Or are we talking just, like a little fun size?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. Ooh. Oh. What does that mean?
Yes to the family size, no to the fun size.
Yes. All right. Well, there you go. Well, I wouldn't want to be around a packet of salt and vinegar chips if I was around you too.
Oh, I'd be fighting Bad Jade day. Off for the chips.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out of my way.
Well, we've just had a message from Josh who said, I've done a 2 kilo lasagna in one sitting. Whoa. That's a fair few carbs, Joshy boy.
You're feeling that for the next couple of weeks, aren't you?
Right. Oh, 2 kilos.
I've had a 1.5 kg palmy as an eating challenge served up to me before, and it was huge.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how much a 2 kg lasagna is going to be.
Did you finish it? Did you finish the palmy?
No, I got halfway.
Yeah. 750 grams, palmy.
Yeah. No times beer. That by 3. Make it a lasagna. Thanks, Joshy. Well done.
Heck, Dick. We'll go to Bridie in Caloundra West. Bridie, one sitting, whole packet. What'd you eat?
An entire tub of ice cream.
Okay, hang on. There's a lot of different tubs, a lot of different sizes, and a lot of different ice cream. Yeah. Which one is it particularly?
It's the one kilo Connoisseur mint cookie one.
Mint cookie can get it. Thank you very much. For me, I think I could do a whole Ben and Jerry's tub. They're a slightly smaller, but I don't know if I could go 1 litre of
They're
ice
rich.
Cream.
They are rich, those ones. Bridie, how often are we doing this?
Every now and again.
That was the most high-pitched response I've ever heard. All right. Great one, Bridie. Thank you. We'll go now to Mace from Maroochy River. Mace, one sitting, whole packet. What you eating?
Pretty much anything. You name it, I'll eat it.
Okay, so hang on. What about a whole packet of Oreos?
Yeah, I would eat that.
Oh, child's play.
Mum's always finding food in my room. Or the packet.
Hang on. Is Mum in the car as well?
Yeah.
Mum, what have you found in Mace's room?
Oh, it's Maeve, and we find everything, like packets of family-sized everything, you name it, that's in her room usually, just the empty packets. I found a large packet of the light and tangy.
Yeah.
Like the same thing. Like she just gets the whole packet and takes it to her room and I just find the empty packets.
Do you go to the pantry because you want a little light and tangy chippy and find it to be gone?
She lives in the pantry, pretty much.
That's why you keep finding food in her room.
Yeah, and then she just leaves the empty packets in her room. All the evidence.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Maeve, what I suggest is just getting
a
bin.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I actually say this is why we can't have nice things because you have to eat the whole packet.
Got a $50 voucher coming your way as well, guys, to Stitch Untitled, the clothing brand that represents growth, a reminder to be fearless, resilient and determined. That's yours.
Oh, you're done. I don't even know what she's winning. I just, when it said that you eat everything in a packet, I'm like, Maeve, here's your thing to win on the radio.
Don't eat the voucher, okay?
Don't eat the voucher. Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
The TV show Taskmaster. Taz, first things first.
Yes.
Would you ever want to go on it and be given tasks to do?
I would, and I think I'd be really good at it. But it's like Survivor and all the others, you just think, I could do that. And I think it's a lot harder than it looks, which is why we needed to go to the experts right now from Taskmaster. Mel Buttle, hello.
Taz, it's really hard, just FYI.
I mean, you've been on I'm a Celeb, so you're one step to Survivor. What would be harder?
No, I'm a Celeb is harder because the food is very limited, but Taskmaster is a challenge. But you do get to eat a nice lunch after you've finished your little task. So it's slightly better.
Do a task, have a little treat. Do another task, have a little treat. That's fine.
Yeah, like a rat in a lab. Exactly right.
That is, to be fair, how I live my life. Like, I reward myself with special treats every chance I get, Mel. So are you the same generally?
Me too. Yeah. I do one thing and I'm like, oh, I've earned a special little treat. No, you haven't. You went to the post office. You don't deserve a treat for posting a letter. But no, I'm very treat-based.
Did you like the game Simon Says as a kid growing up? Because this feels very Simon Says-y.
You are very astute. It is like Simon Says, and you're just waiting to be tricked. And I would hate being tricked in Simon Says, and I am a sore loser. And I think that comes through in Taskmaster in some of the tasks, yeah. I really struggled with some of them to maintain a positive attitude. But you know what? That's why they invented the editing. But no, it's not easy. It's not easy to put yourself out there and fail on national television.
I mean, we do it on local radio, so...
Now, oh, you guys would know. Sorry, yeah. I forgot who I'm talking to.
Yeah, now, you're talking to the number three show on the Sunshine Coast, mate. So look out.
Hello.
Our boss has described our show by saying, you fail really well, guys.
Wow, that's a huge compliment.
Yeah,
that is number three, you say?
Yeah,
how can we
three.
Get up to number one? What do we have to do?
You tell some me. Sort of,
what about a dating challenge or something? People like that, don't they?
Yeah, look.
Could do a secret sound.
A secret sound? Get a football player in as a guest? There's lots of things you guys could do. Come on, think.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Think inside the box, guys. Come on.
Correct.
Hey, Mel, talk to me about Tom Gleeson. I feel like I'd be a little bit scared of him if I ever met him. Is he scary?
He's not scary. He is just exactly what you see. So I think everyone thinks that's a character. That's just him. That's what he's like. So he's not scary. He is just very to the point and very honest. He's just got the vibe of, like, you know, like a deputy principal who only smiles twice a year.
Oh, yeah.
It's that kind of energy.
Hey, Mel, can you give us a little bit of a maybe not so spoiler? Do we get to see MC Malicious anytime soon?
Oh, I reckon I did more than one rap on that show. So if you've only seen one, there might be a second rap from a 42-year-old white mum coming your way. aren't you lucky?
Well, look, I like to think of myself as a bit of a rapper too, Mel. Any tips you can give to an up-and-coming rap artist such as myself?
Do you have a rap name?
Yeah, my surname's Chaney, so I go by E-Chain. It's pretty gangster, right?
So E-Chain's good. That's
Thank
really
you.
Strong. Okay. I think you've just got to have a few rhyming words locked in your head, like friends, bends, you know, hose, nose. Lock those in and then just fit the rest of your rhyme around those words that you know will definitely rhyme. Like pain, champagne, easy, done.
Oh,
but I reckon just go hard. Just, you know, it's the rap industry. If you're number three in radio, you're already halfway there.
So
like, you're
true.
In the door.
I've got a gangster sob story to fall back on now with my number three stuff. You know,
yeah.
I can go from the bottom now and here.
Very similar, both from the streets.
Yeah.
Battling it out there in the Sunshine Coast around the multi-million-dollar properties
Correct.
And the tropical breezes. My heart bleeds for
you,
actually. Yeah.
Thank you. It's been tough, MC Malicious, but thank you for your condolences. I appreciate
hey,
them.
Game recognises game.
Yeah, girl. You know? Yeah, girl, I yep. gotcha. Well, Mel Buddle, we can catch you on Taskmaster Australia Season 3, which is on Tuesday nights on 10 and 10 Play. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. This has gone from here, there to everywhere, this chat, but we appreciate it.
All right. Peace out, E-Chain.
Catch you, Malicious.
Oh, you too. Thanks, Mel.
Ellie and Taz yeah. on 91.9 CFM.
Tate McRae on CFM. We are Ellie and Taz doing it for the new Total Tools Caloundra. Every tool, every trade. Totally. Oh, you left me. We usually do the totally part together and you left me out to dry. I gave
okay,
you the eyes.
Start it again. Start it again. I'll do it with you.
Every tool, every trade.
Totally.
Thank you. Let's play Vandals. The
sunny,
game.
Sunny Coast. I don't like doing that.
You love it.
I don't like it.
It's your favorite part of the show.
She's
the
mean
line.
To me. She's mean. She's mean to me. If I don't do it.
I'm going to be mean to you now. Now you've both spoken out about it.
Let's go. Let's play Vandal. We're going back to 2012. Today's mystery song. We're going to add instrument on. Every time you add an instrument, it should get easier to guess. As soon as you know it, 545-11919. And if you can beat us, you're in the draw for $100 to spend thanks to Mooloolaba Music.
All right. We know this song was released in 2022. At this point in time.
No, 2012.
Sorry, 2012.
We know that it was from the 80s. No, we don't.
So sorry. 2012. And Taz and I don't know what the song is either. So we are playing along with you. Let's go. Layer number one, the drum layer.
What were we listening to in 2012? Imagine Dragons?
I don't know. Muse?
Oh, good shout.
2012 was the London Olympics.
Thanks for that.
Totally.
Okay, next layer. Let's go. Oh, come on. I can get this. $100 to spend at Malulbar Music. Up for grabs if you can beat us to this song. This is infuriating.
Oh, damn it. Okay, I thought it was a song. I've just Googled it. That was 2007. All right, let's go another layer. Sounds like a lot of different songs.
Yeah, it's kind of generic at this point.
Yeah, it sounds like a bit like Rob Thomas.
I don't think we've got any.
Sounds a bit like Coldplay.
We don't have a hook or anything here, do we? It's kind of just background. It does sound like Coldplay, you're right.
You know who else was big in 2012?
Mm.
Adele.
Oh, good shout, good shout. Let's go to the phones. 545-11919. Who's this?
Ash.
Hey. Hello, Ash. This one stumped Tassie and I. It's on the tip of our brains, but we don't know what it is. What do you think it could be?
I'm having a crack. Is that Californication by the Chili Peps?
Or might be a bit too late, 2012, I think.
Yeah, it's not Californication. Love the thought process, though, Ash. Thank you. Let's play another layer.
Snow Patrol?
No.
Was it too late for Snow Patrol as well? I don't know.
It's frustrating. 2012. So 2012, it's got sort of got like a bit of a rock feel to it. I really like my Imagine Dragons shout from earlier, but I can't think of a single Imagine Dragons song that would fit that.
Sounds like so many different songs.
It's slow. It's...
All right. We're going to have to go layer number five. This is far for us.
Demons by Imagine Dragons. I was right.
You.
Phenomenal.
Tassie, well done, buddy.
That's where my demons hide. Love it.
You got there, Tassie. That's one for you this week and none for you, Sunny Coast. Make sure you play Bandle tomorrow for your chance at $100 at Malulbar Music.
I'm going to put my hand up.
Mm-hmm.
Give me half a point for that one.
I'm giving you a full point.
I don't want a full point.
Okay.
I didn't, because I even said, I don't think it's Imagine Dragons like 5 seconds before.
All right, I'll give you 0.6 of a point.
Thank you, I'll take it.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. Design the life you want with supports by Design Disability Services.
Build a boat to win 2K cash.
Ellie and Taz's Build a Boat Regatta. Build a boat and hope
it doesn't sink. We've been talking about it for weeks. You're probably sick of us talking about it, but we are just so excited for this Saturday when the shores of Golden Beach are going to be lit up by boats that have been made by people of the Sunny Coast.
So many people have registered on our website. Families, community groups, there's our carers. They're going to be taking clients as well and teaming up with them to make boats. Boats of all shapes and sizes. People have to, when you register on our website, to let us know that you're coming firstly. It's like an RSVP. But also they tell us a little bit about their boat.
Yeah.
There's one here that I love the look of so much.
Okay.
It's going to be so interesting how it's going to go. So it's by Rowena and the team at Farrago.
Oh.
Looks like they're going to be making a picnic table boat.
Okay.
So she says that they're creating a Farrago picnic table, planning on using timber and plastic drums. So imagine like a floating picnic table.
Love that. Are they going to be sitting at the picnic table or on the picnic table?
Well, I'm hoping they're sitting at the picnic table because even if they don't win the race, that's where I want to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to be having bevvies
after
the builder boat there on their picnic table. So, Rowena, we did try to give you a call. You didn't pick up. You had one job.
You did. Well, she's probably busy building the boat.
She could be very busy building the boat.
A few days away.
You can register to be a part of it. $2,000 going to the fastest boat on the day.
Mm-hmm. Plus, there's $1,500 worth of other prizes. I can confirm, Tassie, because you and I are both constructing our own boat. This morning, I completed my run around of the coast collecting milk cartons. That is what I've been doing over the past month.
It might be the quickest boat on the day, but it's been the slowest to be built, this boat.
You know what they say, Tassie? Good things take time. Okay? Good things take a lot of time.
Look who's on the phone.
Oh, she's going to get the shock of her life.
She sure is.
Rowena from Caloundra, you're live on the radio. Thanks for calling us back. Hello.
Hi. You're welcome.
We were just talking about your boat for the Builder Boat Regatta. Can you tell us a bit about it?
So we've got some pretty good ideas. We've got a bit of a construction team on our hands. So the Farago team are putting together something pretty special for us. I think the materials that we're going to use at this stage are timber because they know how to work with that.
Yeah, they do.
and we haven't quite got to like our flotation devices yet, so it's a little bit iffy.
There's a couple of words that come up in your registration that are picnic table. Can you confirm or deny anything?
Look, we've sort of been tossing around ideas. That was our first idea. We've sort of gone down the path of maybe bicycle. We're not too sure at this point.
Love it.
Look, we're leaving it to the last minute, you know. Really holding on to the very last minute.
Don't you worry. So am I. And if my uni assignments are anything to go by, they were always best when left to the last
honestly,
minute. Because when the pressure's
that's
on, that's when you perform. Yes.
Exactly.
You can get a
C+.
Exactly.
I reckon we're going to... We're in it to win it. Don't you worry.
Well, best of luck with your construction. If you're worried about buoyancy, water drums / oil drums, a good shout. Just a little hot tip for you.
I'll get them onto it.
Good on you. We will see you on Saturday, and we'd love to give you a Bunnings voucher as well to get you started as well.
Oh, my gosh, that's incredible. Thank you guys so much.
No worries at all. The Builder Boat Regatta, it is happening this Saturday. If you're not entering a boat this year, Sunny Coast, make sure you come down and watch it. It's happening from 10. We start scrutineering the boats and the races kick off from 11.
Yeah, it's going to be lots of fun. My parents are there. They're not going to be racing any boats, but they are going to be cheering on all of the lunatics that have built boats. If you want to be a part of it, register on our website and we'll see you on Saturday.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, James Blunt is making waves online. We've talked about him more in the last 2 weeks than I thought I would ever in my entire career.
Right.
So he came out about 3 or 4 weeks ago with a video on his socials that has gone berserk, millions of people seeing it. He said that he's about to release a 20th anniversary edition of his debut album, Back to Bedlam.
I don't get it when artists do this. Is it just like a higher quality of sound?
It's kind of just re-releasing it again for people to be sort of reminded that it existed and they can buy it again. It's just more money for the artist.
What a money-making grub.
Really. And, well, he's really lent into this because he says when he releases it, it returns to the number one album spot in the UK, he's going to change his name to whatever the fans want.
Yeah, now you've kept us updated on this saga over the last few weeks.
So the most liked comment was Blunty McBluntface. So classic. He ran with that. So that's just what everybody wanted him to change his name to. So it came out a couple of days ago, this album.
Yeah.
We have the official chart. It dropped on Friday. We have the top 10 album chart. Back to Bedlam by James Blunt. If it's number one, he will officially change his name to Blunty McBluntface. It only debuted at number 7. So he's not changing his name. Should I have waited for that drum roll? I probably should
have. It's okay.
That's all right. It only came out at number 7. He was beaten by Charlie XCX and her Brat album, plus a few others. There was like a musical in there as well. So I don't think he did too well.
I mean, that's pretty fair, to be honest. Like, it doesn't really deserve to be a number one.
I mean, the only song on it is... You're beautiful.
No, what about those three wise men? They got us standing by the sea. I never knew what the words were then.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
But yeah, he's not number one. He's going to be James from now on.
Shame. I like Blunty McBluntface.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
What do you want banned from your workplace? What tedious activity or part of just working in an office or in a group, whatever you do, you just want gone? So there is a mayor in Dusseldorf in Germany. He has banned from all schools, council buildings, medical places, cacti.
What?
All cacti are gone. So have a listen to this. In a letter to the local state workers, the mayor has written, quote, due to the current situation, all official and privately owned cacti must be removed from, I can never say this word, municipal buildings immediately. Also, he says all official cacti and privately owned cacti.
What I'm more intrigued by, what's the current situation that's warranted this letter?
There was an injury to somebody's arm. So this is what the mayor goes on to say. An injury to an adult man's arm could easily have been a serious injury to the face of a small child if they were in the same place. So he doesn't like the ability to be able to cause harm to somebody.
Right.
In those schools, schools and council buildings, etc. And I just thought, well, you know what? Let's say we were all given the power right now, Sunny Coast. Banning something from workplaces.
I would ban the phrase thanks in advance in an email. TIA. Well, I haven't said I'm going to do it yet. Yeah, okay, so don't thank me.
Also, you don't know how good it's going to be. Yeah. So maybe don't lock in a thank you just yet because I might let you down. For me, I'm going to come across not great here.
You're just coming across your true self, I'm sure.
I don't like having to say hello to every single person every single day.
How dare you? There's some people that you don't have to say hello to every day. It's just an unspoken thing. Like, there's people in this office who I will definitely say hello to every day, and others who I'm like, you know what? They don't want it. They don't need it.
There's some people I've worked with in the past. They didn't start their day until they said hello and good morning to every single person. And so they'd go around everybody's desk.
Oh, that's a bit much.
Hello, boom, hello. And I'm like, come on, just start your job.
I'll say hello to everyone who I encounter for the first time that day.
Sure, same. But then if it's after midday, I'm like, You don't say goodbye to everybody.
True.
You know.
But if you walk past the CEO, for example, who's on the other side of the building, if you walk past Simon,
he pays me.
Will you say hello?
Yes.
Okay, what about someone who doesn't pay you?
If he's busy, if he's on the phone or whatever, he's got a door closed, I'm not going to go.
No, you don't have to interrupt him, but like if you're walking past each other.
A little hey, maybe. I took the microphone around to a couple of people in this building and a couple of my friends as well. Have a listen.
Hey, Luke here. I currently work in a 24/7 gym and I would love to ban public displays of affection. Keep it at home, guys. Peace.
Heating boiled eggs that stink up the office.
The awkward small talk before someone asks you for a favour.
Definitely heating up tuna in the office microwave because you can't get that stink out for at least 2 days.
I mean, the awkward small talk before asking for a favour. That is spot on.
How was your day? How was your weekend? Oh, anyway, while I gotcha. Yeah.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Earlier in the show, we launched our Kicks for Kids. November 15, we are going to be walking 30Ks across the Sunny Coast, hoping to raise as much as we can for youth of the Sunny Coast that are going without. One of those things that they're going without is shoes.
Absolutely.
Especially just to fit in. It's so important to fit in when you're young. So $25 through our website will put shoes on a kid's feet that are in need.
Absolutely. Check that out when you can. Right now, though, I'm switching tacks very, very far.
Okay? Here we go. So you love a segue.
It's hard to segue from what we just spoke about to what I'm about to speak about.
Let's reset.
Okay. All right. I want to take you over to Japan where a sex-mad dolphin is terrorizing the town. Told you I couldn't segue it.
Why? Why did you read this story and go, I'm going to bring this to the show?
Because
yes,
it's
sicko.
An interesting story.
Is it?
We all know that dolphins are the only other mammal who fornicate and enjoy it in the way that we enjoy it.
Apparently we all know that.
Don't we?
I didn't.
You didn't know that?
No.
That's a fun, like, that's got to have appeared on Foz's Fun Facts once or twice because everyone knows that.
We all know he's only got about 10 facts on rotation, to be fair.
Dolphins get randy, like humans get randy.
Okay.
And one particular dolphin in Japan is terrorising the town because he's so randy. This is the true news.
Okay, yeah.
A swimmer said he was lucky to be alive after being attacked by said randy dolphin.
Oh, my God.
He was swimming about 60 feet off Tsuruga in Japan.
Yeah.
And they were confronted by the sexually frustrated creature.
Oh.
It bit him.
Oh.
He feared for his life. He was worried he was going to be dragged out to sea. Luckily, he managed to get away, swim to shore, ended up with 5 stitches and bite wounds to his left wrist, all because of the randy dolphin.
Oh, the bottlenose dolphin.
I don't know if it was it a bottlenose. I'm sure.
Let's hope.
It wanted to put its bottlenose somewhere. I don't know much about how dolphins do fornicate.
No, neither. You know more than me, though, apparently.
Oh, well, I obviously know the fact about... Don't make me say it again. I've taught you it. But
okay,
thoughts,
so
like
what's
we...
the solution here? What's the town doing to combat the sex-craved, crazed dolphin?
Well, thank you for asking that, Taz. Dr. Simon Allen of Shark Bay Dolphin Research Project mm-hmm. says they're highly social animals. They express it in very physical ways, just as in humans and other social animals, told you. Hormonal fluctuations, sexual frustration, or the desire to dominate might drive...
We are so close to a line here on the show.
What do you mean? I'm just talking about... The animal kingdom.
Right.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, okay?
Should we play that song next?
I mean, we could if you want.
By the Bloodhound Gang.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. No, well, look, I don't know what they're doing about it, Tazzy. I think they're just warning people to stay away.
Need to throw some girl dolphins in there for them.
Absolutely.
Obviously, there's only just
That's
one dolphin.
Yeah.
Everybody else is coupled up. He's seeing all of his dolphin friends at restaurants and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's just annoyed. It's upset.
Oh, no, I feel sorry for the random
dolphin. Maybe it's Dolphin Valentine's Day and we don't know.
Taz, you're so right.
Yeah.
Well, look, thoughts and prayers to the randy dolphin of Taruga, Japan.
He's the real victim here.
He really is.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.